Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Ulysses S. Grant is usually characterized as a plotting general of no particular talent who simply threw superior numbers of soldiers at the enemy until he overwhelmed it. A new book called A Victor, Not a Butcher, Ulysses S. Grant's Overlooked Military Genius, by Edward Burkamper, makes a convincing case that Grant was an authentic military genius. The carelessly dressed, cigar-chomping, heavy-drinking Grant was not a very romantic figure, but he was a tremendously skillful fighter who achieved tactically brilliant victories at Shiloh, Vicksburg, Appomattox, and other places, while losing usually fewer soldiers or a smaller percent of soldiers than his opponent. This is all the more remarkable because Grant was usually the attacker. Ulysses S. Grant is a fascinating figure because of the contrast between his awe-inspiring success as a fighting general and his utter failure at everything he tried in the years before the Civil War. He lurched from job to job, bedeviled by a drinking problem, and was the last person one would expect to become one of the greatest generals in American history. But Grant had talents that were tailor-made for military leadership. He was an outstanding horseman. He could memorize maps at a glance and integrate their information into the actual topography of the battlefield. He showed a chess master's skill at troop deployment. His written orders were models of clarity. He concisely spelled out his ideas even in the most intense moments of battle. He was an efficient executive, trusting his shrewdly chosen lieutenants to carry out his orders with a minimum of interference. He was decisive and resolute, a supreme military realist. It is difficult to see how the North could have won the Civil War without Ulysses S. Grant. He was truly a man who changed the course of history. The name of this new book is A Victor, Not a Butcher, Ulysses S. Grant's Overlooked Military Genius, by Edward Burkamper.
This has been a Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe history textbooks should tell what's great about America and the heroes who built our country? Or should students only be taught what's wrong with America? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for more on the battle over history textbooks. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, never buy a car you can't push, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, it's been several days now since the earthquake that we all watched the tsunami on television and saw what actually happened. And I've been more or less collecting stories concerning earthquakes, and I'd like to share some of them with you this morning. NASA, a scientist, have been studying this Indonesian earthquake of December the 26th. They've calculated that it slightly changed our planet's shape. You know, the very first day that we were back after the holiday, I mentioned that, one of the scientists said it actually changed the rotation of the Earth. And I said, I can't believe that. Well, according to NASA, it did. Now, let me give you a little detail here. The scientists studying the Indonesian earthquake have calculated that it slightly changed the planet's shape, shaved almost 3 microseconds from the length of the day. I noticed the days were getting shorter there, and shifted the North Pole by centimeters. Dr. Benjamin Fong, NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, and Dr. Richard Gross of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory said all earthquakes have some effect on Earth's rotation. It's just that the effects are usually barely noticeable. This one was not usual. The devastating megathrust earthquake registered 9 on the new moment scale. See, we used to have the Richter scale. Well, the new moment scale is what you're going to be hearing about now. That is a modified Richter scale, according to NASA. It makes it the 4th largest quake in 100 years. So there's been others this large, okay, within almost my lifetime. NASA routinely calculates earthquakes' effects on Earth shape and rotation. They also study changes in polar motion. That is the shifting of the North Pole. I didn't know the North Pole could shift. But anyway, apparently, according to NASA now, it does. According to the latest calculations, this December earthquake shifted Earth's mean North Pole by about 2.5 centimeters. In other words, the North Pole moved about an inch. Now, how can you tell that? Anyway, in the direction of 145 degrees each longitude, more or less toward Guam in the Pacific Ocean. This shift is continuing a long-term seismic trend identified in previous studies. The quake also affected the Earth's shape. Huh? NASA's calculated that the Earth's oblateness. Now, we have some people around here that have an oblateness problem. But I don't. You know, I had to go back to some of my old belts that had holes in them. That one belt with just a one hole, I was about to lose my britches. So I'm not as oblate as I was. and the earth is not as oblate as it was. Oblate means flattening on top and bulging in the middle. So the earth would be bulging at the equator, flattening at the north and south poles. Okay. This decreased by a small amount, about one part in 10 billion. This continues the trend of earthquakes, making the earth less oblate. Less oblate means more round. Okay. They also found the earthquake decreased the length of the day by 2.68 microseconds. Now, we operate by seconds here. You know, if we can get within a fraction of a second, we think we're doing pretty good. A microsecond is 1/1,000,000th of a second. Now, how in the world... See, it's difficult for me to believe this stuff. It's coming from NASA. But how can they measure whether the Earth slowed down 1/1,000,000th of a second or not? Anyway, the Earth spins a little faster than it did before, is what it amounts to. This change in spin is related to the change in oblateness. See, when people get too much oblateness, they don't spin as good as they used to. None of these changes have yet been measured, only calculated. So, you know, it's coming from NASA. So these people ought to know. They know how to put people into space and do all sorts of things. So I guess they can... I guess they know what they're talking about. Now, here's some more earthquake information. I have saved this one. It came from December the 27th. And December the 27th was the day following the big one. Okay? Now, this has nothing to do with the Malaysian earthquake. This is Yunnan Province, or province in China. One dead, one missing after 47 earthquakes strike China. The day following, see, I didn't see a thing on any kind of newscast or hear it on the newscast or read about it anyplace, but I had this the day after the earthquake, and it says in Beijing, China, one person is dead, another missing, 23 injured after a series of earthquakes in southwestern China's Yunnan province. A total of 47 tremors, some of them as powerful as 5 on the Richter scale, struck Hunan over a 17-hour period Sunday. That's from the Beijing Times. Collapsing roofs and crumbling walls had injured 23, two of them seriously. The paper reported some material damage to buildings in the area. Hunan province is a quake-prone part of China. Well, obviously so. It experienced a tremor in August that left more than 125,000 people homeless, killed 4, and injured nearly 600. Now, when we come back, I heard a little burst of music in my ear. By the way, Jeff, congratulations on your bumper music. Someone called and said what a good show. They were just, they moved here from foreign parts and they were listening to us. And they said the bumper music is what made this show. And all the time, I thought I had a little something.
Yeah, see, anything to make the listening experience more enjoyable. So let's let the music carry us out. What do you
okay,
say, Gary?
Okay, do that. Do it to it.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055. 6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Robert in Missouri. Hi, Robert. You're on the air.
Yeah. Derry, do you know who Stan Deo is?
I don't know. Let me look. I've got... Why I say that, I have a whole stack of earthquake stuff here. Should I know him?
Well, he's quite well known in the shortwave circuit.
Okay.
And Jim Berkland, have you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay, well, he also, like I told you, the guy who answered the phone, he gave him the day that one happened in California during a baseball game.
Right.
He told him what was going to happen that day, and nobody paid attention to him. And then they fired him.
I don't know anything about that. But, hey, I do have some conspiracy theories here. This comes from a fellow by the name of Andrew Lindbergh. He says, earthquake, coincidence or a corporate tragedy? He says there's been a series of events which led up to the 9.0 earthquake on the coast of Indonesia on November the 28th. Reuters reported that during a three-day span, 169 whales and dolphins beached themselves in Tasmania. Bob Brown, a senator in the Australian Parliament, said sound bombing or seismic tests of ocean floors to test for oil and gas had been carried out near the site of the Tasmanian beaching recently. Seismic surveys utilizing air guns have been taking place in mineral-rich areas of the world's oceans since 1968. The impulses created by the release of air for arrays up to 24 air guns create low-frequency sound waves powerful enough to penetrate up to 40 kilometers below the seafloor. So apparently they've been doing this. Shots from the air guns are fired every few seconds from 10 meters below the surface 24 hours a day. On December the 24th, there was a magnitude 8.1 earthquake more than 500 miles southeast of Tasmania near New Zealand, with a subsequent aftershock of 6.1 a little later in the morning that same day. Then on December the 26th, the magnitude 9.0 earthquake struck at the intersection of the Australian's tectonic plate and the India tectonic plate. On December the 27th, 20 whales beached themselves 110 miles west of Hobart on the southern island of Tasmania. The same place where the whale beachings have been taking place over the last 30 days is the same general area where the 8.1 Australian earthquake took place. And this is the same area where they're doing these seismic tests. Then 2 days after the Australian tectonic plate shifted, the 9.0 earthquake shook the coast of Indonesia. A great deal of interest in seismic testing has been taking place in this area as the government of Australia has given great tax breaks to encourage oil exploration. Is that what you're talking about, Robert?
No, what I'm talking about right now is possibly, like I say, within a week, darn sure before the end of this month, Southern California will have like a 5 or 6.
Yeah, I've got that information here.
And Australia will have a major one.
Is Frank Condon one of the people you're talking with?
He may well be one of them. I don't know.
Okay, hang on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We have returned. I'm looking at this article. It's the California earthquake warning from Frank Condren, and he apparently has geoseismic lab experience. He says there is now a major MT shift in progress. I don't know what an MT shift is. Most likely it indicates a strong earthquake is in final preparation and deep crustal resonant harmonic energy is surfacing along the Pacific and North American plate boundary. The high priority level warning encompasses the San Andreas Fault, and then he goes on and names all the towns from Bakersfield to San Diego. Expect some strong seismic event, M6 plus or so, with along one of the major faults in the region.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but like I say, see, there'll be one there. There'll be one in Australia, around New Guinea in there, and there'll be one in northern Mexico, and one of these will be a Category 9.
Okay, well, all we can do is wait and see what happens.
Okay.
But I have here also, remember back, it's been several years ago that this scientist said he knew that we were going to have an earthquake in Missouri. Even the day, and people went down to southeast Missouri, and they were down in the Memphis area to be there when it happened. They wanted to see all this. Well, now here, this comes from Rick Miller. I don't have all of his biography here to know exactly where he's coming from, but he says he is a Okay, he studies earthquakes. Seismologist with the Kansas Geological Survey in Lawrence. And he spent a career studying earthquakes. He says the New Madrid quakes, and by the way, I'm pronouncing New Madrid properly for those of you who speak Spanish. It looks like New Madrid, but in Missouri, we talk funny. It's New Madrid. That quake took place in 1812. And he says it's an old story that could make news again any day. He said someday, perhaps not that far in the future, perhaps tomorrow, the swarm of faults lies buried under New Madrid, Missouri, will go boom again. Scientists say those quakes would have registered about 8.1 on today's scales. Now, we're talking about this 1812 one. He said it would have been about an 8.1 on today's scales. He says there was only one, that was only one-tenth as bad as what struck the Indian Ocean, but big enough that the Mississippi River ran backwards for a while. Big enough that the soil in the Mississippi River Valley liquefied in places. Horses standing on solid ground sank up to their chest. Church bells rang 1,000 miles away in Boston. A major quake is going to happen again someday. Now, he's talking about in this New Madrid fault, maybe 50 years from now, but maybe tomorrow. Sometimes scientists say we might be overdue. The difference this time is that we've built a North American civilization on top of the continent since 1812. If those quakes that occurred at 8.1 tomorrow, most of the buildings in Memphis would be destroyed, along with much of St. Louis. Major structures in Chicago, hundreds of miles north, will topple. Many of the bridges spanning the Mississippi will either fall into the river or be shut down for inspection, and that'll cut much of the country's transportation and communication system in half. We're not safe here, even in Kansas, he says. He goes on to say, today in Kansas, you'd see sheetrock splitting and foundations cracking all over our state. You'd see a few chimneys toppling. What's worse would be disaster to follow in the weeks to come. Because we live in a complex civilization so dependent on transportation and communication, it would be a disaster for North America almost unimaginable. It will disrupt our food and power supplies and probably create a deep sense of insecurity lasting a long, long time. Let's go to the telephones. Mary in Oklahoma. Hi, Mary. You're up next.
Good morning.
Hey,
I'm beginning to think that geology should be a required subject in school.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, people fall for anything. They don't know what somebody's talking about. The Earth is a living organism, and it moves around, folks. And if you happen to be standing there when it moves, it's really too bad, but it really doesn't care. It's like the global warming nonsense that they keep perpetuating on people. Derry, are you familiar with Yosemite National Park in California?
I've never been there. I knew old Yosemite Sam once upon a time.
Well, you've seen pictures of it, and
yeah.
It's these huge granite cliffs that were cleaved in half by the movement of a glacier that went down through that valley once upon a time. Now, if it is global warming, aren't you glad? Because a glacier in Yosemite Park, which is in back of Fresno, would really be inconvenient. You know, the Earth is changing, and people can't seem to get it through their head that what man does doesn't really matter. What kind of an ego do you think that you could trigger a 12-mile-deep earthquake?
Well, now, I'll tell you what, for whatever it's worth, these people that know about HAARP, Jeff, and I'm springing this on Jeff, but I've heard him do a couple of programs with a specialist on that. Tell us what HAARP stands for, Jeff. Do you remember?
Well, it's the High Auroral Frequency Project, but what's happening here is man gets a stick and he starts poking at a bear, not sure what's going to happen, and that's what we've seen happening with, in my opinion, the chemtrails, the HAARP, the ELF. You know, we get these big toys and we don't know how to use them, but we start experimenting around and it causes big problems.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mary. When I first saw this, I said, yeah, how do you start an earthquake? But I think you're right on. Who knows? But let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. This coming Monday, January the 17th, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting a nice run of stocker feeder cattle and calves, and many of the calves will have had all their vaccinations. Some will be wearing the white tag, proving their shots are all up to date. These special calf and yearling sales are in addition to the regular Thursday auctions, where all classes of livestock are sold. Now, early consignments include a 45-head string of fancy Angus heifers. They weigh from 5.5 to 600 pounds. These heifers will be white-tagged and weaned. They're from the Swearingen Farms. And a consignment of 25-head of black and black baldy 5-weight calves from the Idle Farms. These calves have had 2 rounds of shots, and they're also weaned. Now, that's for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, January the 17th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Don't forget this Monday, January the 17th at the Milan, Missouri Auction. Mark your calendar for the 2005 American Tractor Pullers Association Winter Nationals, January 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, live from Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Again this year, finals on Sunday. The top pro stock tractors, the top unlimited super stock tractors, four-wheel drive trucks and funny trucks, and the top super modified tractors will all have a shootout on Sunday to declare the overall champion. You'll see the best of the best pullers from 30 states and Canada, as seen on ESPN2 and the Outdoor Channel. It's bigger than ever, and come early for the Pullers Trade Show and meet your favorite drivers up close. The 2005 American Tractor Pullers Association Winter Nationals, January the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd, live from Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's part of the Lucas Oil Power Pulling Series and sponsored by Jasper Engines, Lucas Oil, K&N Filters, and Duramax Diesel. Order your tickets today at any Ticketmaster location or go online to ATPAPullersOnline.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says things are more like they are today than they ever have been before. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Well, so much for the earthquakes. You know, who knows? I don't know. Nobody. Oh, there's somebody out there maybe that knows. But the reason that I am so interested in this is mainly because, and let me quote a little bit of information here. The disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming?" Jesus answered and said to them, "And there will be earthquakes in various and diverse places." It looks like, and you say, oh, well, there's always been earthquakes, but have there always been these kind of earthquakes this close together as we have seen? And I had something else here, too, that goes along with that, and I don't know what I did with it. But there's some volcanoes erupting in South America, and it's the first time, not ever, but it's the first time in many, many, many years that all three of them erupted at once. I think it was in El Salvador. For some reason, I didn't get that in here with this information. But we have seen more roaring of the seas this year than I have ever seen in my life, or whatever that's worth. So, there we go. Now, changing the subject to the Klamath Basin. It was about 4 years ago that we spent a lot of time talking about the Klamath Falls in Oregon and how the feds had cut off the water from the farmers there. And now, after 3 years have passed, the judge, Michael Hogan, agreed with the Pacific Legal Foundation that the federal government violated the Endangered Species Act when it failed to consider hatchery fish in its assessment of coho in southern Oregon and northern California rivers. The ESA protection of coho in the Klamath River was a significant factor in the government's decision to shut off irrigation water to the Klamath Basin farmers in the spring of 2001. Now, if you remember, I don't ever remember them talking about coho salmon. It was always the sucker fish. That was all we heard about was this sucker fish. But maybe the coho, and I have a file on that, but I didn't want to waste my time this morning going back and checking on the what kind of fish it was. The interesting thing here is that this Judge Michael Hogan said that the Klamath River Basin region had been illegally listed under the Endangered Species Act as a threatened species. This victory came too late for the farmers who were pushed into bankruptcy and the businesses that were forced to close to protect fish that were never endangered, said the Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Russ Brooks. Our rivers and streams are teeming with salmon, yet the Klamath community was destroyed because of environmental politics run amok. Now, earlier this week, we had Dee Dee Kidd on the air with us. She writes for newswithviews.com. And her article today, she actually wrote it on January the 14th. I've had it laying on my desk a while, too. I'm finding this stuff because I'm cleaning off my desk for whatever that's worth. Makes Beth happy. Today isn't the 14th. Yes, today is the 14th. See, I've already marked my calendar out for today and tomorrow and Sunday. So when I come back Monday, it'll be the 17th.
You're ahead of your time, Derry.
I do the best I can. I tell you, it's all right to get ahead of the hounds. Let's see, most people today doesn't know what that means either. That's when you're chasing the hounds and you're horseback and the horses get ahead of the hounds, you've got a problem because you got ahead of the fox. And it's tally-ho the fox. And if you get ahead of the hounds, hey, you're backing into this thing. But anyway, back to Dee Dee Kidd. She was talking about how the Klamath Basin, the Endangered Species Act, drove these farmers into bankruptcy. She said in April 27, 2001, the court said the Endangered Species Act clearly gives threatened and endangered fish the highest priority during this drought. Humans would just have to suffer. Fish were more important than the livelihood of decent Americans. And then she went up there. And she visited there in the Klamath Basin, and she said there were the federal coppers standing guard over the canal, denying the precious water to our farmers. I saw a federal sniper sitting up on a hill just watching to make certain these desperate people, and desperate they were, didn't attempt to tear down the barbed wire fence and measures that the federal coppers had taken to keep anyone from getting to the canal controls. Now, I remember very, very well when all this was taking place, and George Bush went out there, or he was in that area. And I said, if he wanted to do something that would guarantee him winning the next election, all he'd have to do would be go to a local hardware store, buy a pair of bolt cutters, go in there and cut that fence through and unlock those, cut those locks off of those bolts and let the water out. And I said, you could bet he'd be the president for the next 4 years. Well, he sat there and he didn't lift a finger. He didn't do a thing. He just did absolutely nothing. Now, Dee Dee Kidd had a constitutional attorney with her, Larry Beecraft, and she was talking to him about what happened, and he says this Endangered Species Act of 1973, well, and I'm not going into all that. Let me move on. Let me move on to what Beecraft says. He says that anyone in the Klamath Basin area impacted by this illegal listing of the coho salmon should get a lawyer and file a federal tort claim against the U.S. government. Not one single federal employee will ever be reprimanded over their illegal actions. No, not one will be held accountable for this destruction. You can take money to the bank on that. Is there any doubt in my mind that this was no bureaucratic mistake? In other words, they're saying, hey, they planned this thing. See RICO lawsuit filed against the U.S. Forest Service. And we've been talking about that. And in RICO, you know, that's where this individual sued the individuals with the Forest Service or within the Forest Service. And then there was also a couple of scientists that supposedly gave bad information, and it was a conspiracy. Well, if it's a conspiracy, it comes under this RICO thing. And it's interesting because at first the Justice Department wasn't going to intervene. Now the Justice Department's trying to blackmail these people and to make them say, hey, drop this thing or we're going to do such and such and such. But the government is going to pay the Forest Service employees that are being sued. They're going to pay their legal fees. Anyway, he says, this RICO lawsuit filed against the Forest Service, it's a prime example of how government employees lie and falsify data. These are not isolated incidents. The Internet is full of stories of victim on this tyrannical government, and yet Congress has never seen fit to bring these rogue agencies and the gangsters who work for them under control. But went through all this stuff at Klamath Basin. 3 years later, a judge has overturned the first judge's account of the episode, and it's too late to do the farmers any good. Well, the people behind Rewilding America and the greeny weenies, they don't care. I mean, hey, they got what they wanted. They got those farmers off of the land, so to speak. Anyhow, for whatever it is worth, and they're trying to overhaul the Endangered Species Act in Washington as we speak. They're working on that in this present-day Congress. They say they want to change it. They don't need to change it. All they have to do is don't fund the doggone thing. It's already expired, so that would eliminate it. It eliminated itself, but Congress keeps putting money into this thing. Now, here's what happened. The Endangered Species Act, back in 1973, derives its authority and its power from five international treaties. You never heard of the international treaties? You have to read the Endangered Species Act to know what the treaties were. But if you go to Section 2 and Paragraph 4 of the ESA, you'll find that the United States has pledged itself as a sovereign state in the international community to conserve to the extent practicable the various species of fish or wildlife and plants facing extinction. Pursuant to the migratory bird treaties with Canada and Mexico, the migratory and endangered bird treaty with Japan, I don't think we have any birds that migrate between here and Japan. I guess the albatross maybe could, I don't know. The Convention on Nature Protection and Wildlife Preservation in the Western Hemisphere, the International Convention for the Northwest Atlantic Fisheries, the International Convention on the High Seas Fisheries of the North Pacific Ocean, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, and other international agreements, and it goes on and on and on. You don't hear about these things. You and I are not told about them. They're easy to find. All you have to do is just go to the Endangered Species Act, look it up for yourself. But you see how our government has literally sold our sovereignty away from us as a sovereign nation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-800-800. 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arcinstitute.com. Do it today.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
We have returned. I'm not even sure I gave our phone number today. It's 1-800-973-3779. I guess our callers have a little note, a little yellow sticky on their telephone there with that number. But anyhow, Russell Wood, one of our private property rights individuals and experts on the subject, is standing by. Hi, Russell. What's going on?
Hello, Derry. I was wanting to bring you up to speed on the proposed scenic byways project down here in southern Missouri.
Oh, yes. What's happening?
Well, as you know, we've held some meetings down in that area, and when the landowners became aware of what the laws say regarding these scenic byways, and Ray Cuneo came down and explained it, went through the law with them. Anyway, that was followed up by spontaneous initiative to get signatures to oppose this placing of this designation on the highway there. And the county commissioners, you know, are highly involved in that. They have to approve it for
right.
it to be done.
Right.
And so they have, the commissioners have been to some of our meetings, and they've become aware of the number of people and how strongly that people feel about this kind of thing. So recently, the fellow who took the petitions into the county court during one of their meetings to present it to them. Two of the commissioners, that was in attendance that day.
How many commissioners do you have, three or five?
Three.
Three, okay.
And two of them were there, and they said, "We would like to sign your petition." So that pretty well put it to bed. And last night we met down at Gainesville, and the presiding commissioner was there, and he said that the number on those petitions pretty well explained how the people felt about it. And so far as we know, and from what the commissioners are telling us, it's over.
See, if you get the information out, once people become educated so they know what this is all about, because all you see in the beginning is lies. You know, I mean, hey, this is going to be great for us. It's going to bring in tourists. You're going to get money to do this. You're going to get money to build little potties all along the scenic byway so these tourists can stop and buy a Coke and then go wee-wee and all this stuff. That's truth. That's what they told you, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Okay. They don't realize what the what's really behind all of this. It's a land-taking is what it is.
Well, basically all we did was went over and over what the law actually says, which contradicted what the proponent, the Missouri Department of Highway Department fellow, you know, what he kept saying.
Right.
Well, we kept saying, yes, but it doesn't say that in the law. And that's all we did, you know. We went with the facts. And I think that's one thing that hampers property rights people.
Hey, hang on. Let's take a break. Stay with me if you would, Russell.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
...2005 has arrived. And which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day to day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare coins are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. We're in the home stretch here, Russell. But going into the commercial break, you said all you did was go with the facts.
Yes.
Explain, because I had a caller from Sturgis, South Dakota, from that area. Oh, it's been a month ago, I guess, or longer. Time flies. But this individual wanted to know what to do. She'd heard us talking about scenic byways and what they really amount to and what to do. And I put her in touch with Ray Cuneo. He sent all of his information up there. She showed up at several of the meetings. They got it killed in that area.
Good.
And see, the funny thing about it was one of the people that was behind this thing thought he had a lot of people behind him on it. And he said, I don't know what happened to all of those people that said they wanted to see this. Well, what happened was she started showing them this is same information that you have.
Yes, yes. And then that's all it takes. You know, it takes attending these meetings, being on top with the facts. And as I started to say a while ago, we're sometimes hampered by the fact that we have to deal with the truth, whereas the opponents sometimes can be a little loose with that. But we try to stick with the facts, and that does the job.
You know, you were at the meeting there at Jamestown
Yes.
That night. Remember I asked that lady, I said, now what makes you think that they say this is voluntary, that one of these days they're going to come back and make you, and it'll be mandatory?
Yes.
And she says, no. Remember that?
Yes.
You see, well, I should have, but come back and say, wait a minute now. Can you put that in writing and have it signed and by your superiors, and we'll have that thing notarized, and we'll file it with the county clerk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know she wouldn't have done it.
Well, I remember her just making a one-word response.
Right,
no.
Right.
We're working on something else down there now. Well, it's statewide. It's a super sewer district that they established in a 9-county area down here. And there are many things about it that we have a problem with. One is it enables the metering of private water wells. They have told us in our meetings with them, oh, we'd never do that. That's just in there. Well, why is it in there?
That's right. If it's in there, let's get it out of there.
Yeah, and there are other things that are that way where they say, oh, that's just there, you know, but we won't do it. We're pretty much involved with trying to get something done about this. And I just found out this morning that apparently a senator from down here, Senator Chuck Ferguson, has filed a bill which would take care of this situation.
I saw that yesterday.
How it goes.
I saw that just yesterday.
Did you? Yeah.
I mean, I probably saw the same information you have on it.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to try to get that straightened out. How did that thing ever get through our local legislature in the first place?
Without anyone voting against it, even.
That's what I mean. They didn't know what was in there.
I don't know. I think it was pushed by a watershed group in the Springfield area. Well, I'm sure of that. And they formed an interim water quality committee at the legislature. And they came down and they were, you know, convinced that we have a real problem. It's more of the sky is falling type thing. And they got this thing written up. It started out. The original bill was just 2 pages long. Then apparently the Department of Natural Resources got involved, or some of those agencies, and it turned into a 14-page bill with all sorts of things in it.
Now, you know, we're going to run out of time here, but Russell, let me tell our listeners now, what Russell's talking about is strictly a Missouri issue, you
yes.
think. But
yes.
it is going to happen. I don't care if you live in any one of the 50 states, it's going to happen to you. You can count on it. This information, somebody doesn't sit around in a beer joint locally and figure this stuff out. This is coming from the top down. Hey, Russell, I appreciate your call for helping us out and for helping and all of the work that you do. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
To you, until we meet again, happy trails to you, keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather,
happy trails.
Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.